At the Brink of Greatness, Calling Intentional Fouls, and The Creeping Crud. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Closing in on history is Brandon Whitman, a senior at Dundee High School, who is undefeated at 27-0 this season on the wrestling mat for the top-ranked Vikings. Whitman, who recently picked up his 100th career pin, is wrestling at 215 pounds this season. He was 180-3 in his career as of late last week and aiming for a fourth straight MHSAA individual title, a pretty exclusive group.
It's nice, it's cool, but the ultimate goal is just to keep getting better and better and improving, being the best that you can be. It'll set right like goals for other kids coming up too to be able to work towards that, try to beat my records and everything. That's kind of cool.
Dundee is gunning for a fourth MHSAA team wrestling title in 6 years, and Whitman enjoys that team aspect of the sport in what is commonly thought of as an individual competition.
Doing it for a cause greater than yourself, I think that's helped a lot too. Because if you're doing it for yourself, you can get nervous, but if you're doing it for the team and for your friends and everything, that can help take some of the pressure off.
You can read more about Brandon Whitman on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health Game balls this week go out to Zach Goodline of Coloma, who scored 24 points last week in leading his team to a win over Kalamazoo Christian in a battle of basketball unbeatens. And Taylor Long at Waldron, who topped the 1,000-point mark in her career last week in a girls' basketball game against Baroque. Prime your body with a pre-exercise snack. If it's been more than 3 hours since your last meal, having a pre-exercise snack will likely help you have a better workout. Make it something small that's easy to digest. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
At the end of any close basketball game, it's an accepted part of basketball strategy for the team behind to foul and send the team in the lead to the foul line. This year, there is a point of emphasis nationally dealing with intentional fouls. Intentional fouls should be called whenever a player obviously neutralizes an opponent's obvious advantage, or when contact occurs with an opponent who is clearly not in the play, or when that contact is not an attempt to play the ball. Certainly, excessive contact remains as one of the types of intentional foul. A team merely trying to foul on purpose does not make it an intentional foul.
Thanks, Mark. There's an unofficiated game that's waiting for you. Become a referee today by signing up on the MHSAA website. The Creeping Crud is back again. Not the flu-like type that hits many of us at this time of year. I'm talking about the continued infringement of the Big Ten Conference into the high school space. The past few Friday nights have included the introduction of Big Ten men's basketball games to the national television landscape, and at least six such games will take place going head-to-head with high school contests this season, with the preps taking a hit, maybe not as much at the gate as in football, but certainly in the media coverage of those events. It means less space in what we used to call newspapers, less time on the late evening television news, and certainly less time on the radio, on some of the very same stations carrying this program. It was bad enough when the game started landing at 7 p.m. on Tuesday nights, another big night for prep hoops. It was obvious if you went out to a local prep game going head-to-head with the local university. An old friend of mine had a saying, it's not the money, it's the amount. And it's certainly true, as big-time college athletics continues to devour everything in its path. The three finalists have been selected for the annual Battle of the Fans. Congratulations to Petoskey, Boyne City, and Buchanan, who will be visited by members of the MHSAA staff and the Student Advisory Council beginning this week, leading up to the announcement of the best student cheering section in the state later this month. Follow the battle on the second half page of the MHSAA website. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.